Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for April 11, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman, getting one in today. Today's a busy one. Whew! I did John Williams' podcast, Mincing Rascals, today. And I've got a live Extension 720. That's my grown-up show. Extension 720. That starts tonight, 7 o'clock. Lake Bell is my guest. How about that? Lake Bell. So, anyway, I'm tired. Here are today's top stories. First, it was a WBEZ story. Now, the Inspector General's ganging up on the gang database. See what I did there? The IG came out and said that the controversial list that law enforcement and Santa shared to find out who's naughty and who's a gangbanger has been left, quote, unchecked and unreliable. Unchecked and unreliable. Coincidentally, that's the tagline for the new Mancow show on WLS. That's good. That's good, man. Shootings. Ugh, up in April, the CPD, we're on the junket, remember, letting us know about the how low the numbers have been since the start of 2019, not adding into account the awful weather, just saying it's all about data, winning, technology, until this past weekend. Now, April shootings up 60% since last year. Not a great start to what could be a long, hot summer. Governor Pritzker's plan to crack open the Constitution and pass a graduated state income tax is moving forward. The Pritzker State Senate introduced the bill. It still has to pass both the Pritzker Chambers and the Pritzker Springfield before it was signed by the Pritzker Governor Pritzker. I guess I'm joking, but really, how long before they rename Lincoln's old home? Pritzker, Lincoln's old home, right? Okay, it's a lot of Pritzkers. And now it's time for Lower Wacker Live story that makes no sense whatsoever. This from the Tribune. Police, stolen Modelo truck found in Calumet City. All beer intact. Is it joyriding and not checking what's in the bag? Anyway, that's Lower Wacker Live story that makes no sense whatsoever. In sports, oh dear God, the basketball season is over, at least for the Bulls. They got drubbed last night because, well, at least they're trying to be consistent. So now the playoffs begin, and once again, the Bulls aren't even in it. Can't wait till the lottery, though. And now reports that John Paxson may be looking to extend Coach Boylan's... I can't even finish the sentence. I can't even do it. What's going on? Not even a playoff. Not one playoff game at the United Center. God, I am a kid of the 90s. Could you imagine that? I feel like even Pete Myers took us to the playoffs. Now we can't even get close. I can taste in my mouth. It's like metallic. Feel like it's the taste of failure. Speaking of, the Cubs and Yu Darvish lost last night to the Pirates, and it looked cold outside. Also, is getting cold for Yu Darvish. Sorry, but fans are starting to turn on him. Back at it tonight, the rubber game, but also, why not play during the day today? I don't get it. Doesn't it feel like the Cubs day game is a thing of the past? What happened? I don't know what the breakdown is. Someone will undoubtedly tweet me about it. But doesn't it feel like the Cubs play as many day games as everybody else? And that's sacrilege? No day baseball, no WGN, no Ron Say. What happened to this Cubs team? All right, on the other side of town, the Sox got swept by the Rays. They got a day off today. An expansion team, no less. The Rays. They start a weekend series in the Bronx tomorrow. Right now, the Sox are 3-8. I love how the Cubs and Sox are both 3-8. And we're all like, what's wrong with the Cubs? This is the worst start in history. And with the White Sox, we're like, Moncada looks good. Or we go, Ricky's boys don't quit. Maybe they should say it to Ricky's boys don't pitch. In football, is there still a chance to get this story that the Bears might land kicker Robbie Gould? I know, right? He signed the franchise tag or was tagged by the Niners. But interestingly, he hasn't actually signed it yet. And he hasn't liked what the Niners have offered for long-term contracts. And the 49ers seem mad. So mad they were linked to the Patriots kicker, Steven Gostkowski, who ended up signing with the Patriots again. But seriously, the Niners are looking for a different kicker, and Robbie Gould still tweets about the Blackhawks. Just saying. And finally today, Star Wars Celebration all over Chicago, starting at McCormick Place today. Because why? Money? I'm not sure. So Comic-Cons are out, and we're just going with celebrations for specific franchises. You like Fast and Furious? Boom, here's a convention. How about Hellboy? Come on down in costume. Grown-ups? Grown-ups too? Nah, no convention for you. You watch those movies alone and in shame. That's Lower Wacker Live for the 11th. Wes Restless provided the beats. We can't use trademarked music on this podcast or the Spotify police will disappear us. So if you're a local musician and you want to provide some instrumentals, we'll even throw in your Twitter handle. That's how we can offer you. Just that. That's about it. So, bye.